Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. We had somebody waiting patiently, and we just blathered on with our guests too long. They dropped off. So dial back in. We'll definitely take your phone calls tonight if you make them, although we are loaded up with interesting people to talk to here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the 2010 Liberty Forum, here to just hang out and enjoy the company of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, hundreds of them, all in the same hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire, over the entire weekend, and it's always a lot of fun up here. So even if you can just come up for one day, make the trip. Come on up here. You can walk in the front door and get yourself a one-day pass, buy the a la carte package, if you will.
It's like 50 or 60 bucks.
Is that all?
Yeah,
that's cheap. So, come on. I mean, this is, we were talking, actually, I was talking about that with Jason Osborne from SACL CAI earlier about how cheap this convention is compared to other conventions. I mean, if you go to any other convention, you're looking at $500, $600, $700, at least hundreds and hundreds of dollars, typically. I mean, the talk radio convention I'm going to is on the cheap side at $400. Here, you can get the whole weekend shebang for like $200 or something like that. You're going to have to talk right into your microphone. John Maltz is with us here. Welcome to the show.
Actually, for just the events, no meals, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, special bargain rate of $130.
That is dirt cheap. So come on out here. It's just a great time. The money's going to a good organization, the Free State Project, getting as many liberty-minded people here to New Hampshire as possible, getting them active, and hopefully being achieving liberty in our lifetime. So, John, you wanted to come on the show to call out us or Mark or something like that. What's going on here?
Well, I listen to the podcast as I commute to work, and on Tuesday's show, Mark was talking about his calling program and said it's the job of the Free State Project to make New Hampshire so attractive that you can't help but want to move here, and I have to correct him on that.
How so?
It is not the job of the Free State Project. It's the job of the participants, the people they ally with, and the people they activate when they move here to make New Hampshire so attractive you can't help but want to move here.
That's true. The Free State Project only exists to promote the idea of moving here.
And on a new meme, I heard you constantly talk about the war on drugs, the war on drugs, the war on drugs. It's time to reframe it. It is not a war on drugs. It is a war on liberty. And if you always refer to it as the war on liberty and this meme catches on, eventually
like
the mainstream media will pick up on it. And by reframing it, it's just like in the abortion debate. There's no anti-this. There's no anti-life. There's no anti-abortion. It's both pro-pro because you want to present your position in a way that has the maximum effect, and war on liberty is going to have a better effect than just parroting their term of war on drugs.
I agree. I like
that. Makes perfectly like good that. Sense, John. These are the kind of things that run through a man's head while he's got a two-hour commute. You know, you got all that time in the car, you know, listen to the show. It happens to me, too.
The disadvantage of living on a podcast is you can't call up when you hear something asinine and yell at them immediately. You have to save it up.
But the advantage is you get the whole show condensed, especially if you have the Amplifier podcast. You have the whole show condensed without any of those annoying recorded ads. And what is it, an hour and 57 minutes or something like that?
Unless you have some weird Edgington Post tacked onto the end for another half hour or so.
Right, you can, if you want to listen to that, or there's always Wheels Off Liberty. Now, John, you had a little injury recently. You cut your finger, and you were telling me about sort of what happened. And I, you know, healthcare is on people's minds right now. And so let's fill out the segment I want to hear about your finger.
All right. So 2 weeks ago, first Monday of the month, I came home. I was reaching into a cabinet to get something out, and I hit a food processor blade that had not been quite properly stored and sliced into my left middle finger pretty deeply. Lots of blood, and I'm like, this looks more than just a Band-Aid. So I started calling up, had my girlfriend call up the hospitals around and urgent cares and trying to find out how much it costs. The emergency room in Nashua couldn't tell me how much it cost.
Right, the hospitals don't even know what things cost. Yeah. I tried to get the same information out of them when Laura was pregnant. They had no idea.
So urgent care place, think urgent care be cheaper, in Londonderry, which was only 10 minutes from me. You know, they're open till 8. This happened at 6:20, so of course everybody who knows how much stuff costs left at 5. They couldn't tell me how much it would cost to walk in the door and say hi. Well, okay, 2 weeks after I finally get a bill, by the way, the cut wasn't severe enough to require stitches. They just put some medical-grade super glue on it and sent me on my way.
It's just regular super glue that they charge you more for.
Well, they color it purple so they can charge more.
There you go.
I get a bill for $600.
$600 for squirting a little...
Well, they gave me a tetanus shot. They overpriced it like $86. And then the doctor's care and everything was like $186. And they tack on over $400 for an emergency room visit. Well, I did not go to an emergency room. I went to an urgent care clinic. So I called them up and said, this charge is fraudulent. I don't want to pay it. And they promised they'll get back to me by Monday with whether or not I have to pay it.
You know, this is what it's like. Because we in America have become so separated from paying for medical care, the places that provide the care have no idea what the costs are, and they
no one ever asks. No one ever saw what comes in and does what you did and asks the question of what is this going to cost, or at least
because
very
no one
rarely.
Intends to pay. Either their insurance is going to pay, or they're not going to pay, or whatever.
Right. I don't have insurance at the moment. Insurance is expensive, and I'm a young, mostly healthy person. I started thinking about getting catastrophic insurance for something that, you know, goes wrong until Obama makes that illegal. But, you know, there is a fixed cost. Depending on how injured you are, they have a tier system, 1 through 5. And 1 has a certain price associated with it, and everything going up to 5 has another price. They know that price. That's fixed. They should be able to tell me that when I call on the phone. It will cost you at least this much. If I call up a mechanic and price shop fixing the radiator in my car, they can tell me how much it will cost without me coming in. And they can tell me if something else goes wrong, it may cost extra. We'll
but they've got you over barrel with an injury, because unlike your car, which you can let sit until you find the right price and the right repair shop, you're bleeding. You know, you've got to get it taken care of. And so they know that, you know, it doesn't matter. They know that you're going to come in and get the service done. And then they just, I guess they cross their fingers and they hope that you're going to pay up.
Apply pressure, honey. I'm dickering here.
Yeah, it's not a good time to have
it. I got there and I sat in their lobby for like 20 minutes applying pressure, waiting for somebody to come see me. So
they just did the job. They never gave you the price until 2 weeks later you got the bill.
Right. I mean, it's ludicrous. I called them up the next day, said, how much is it going to cost me? And they said, well, we won't know until they tell us what they did. I called them up the day after that and said, well, we still haven't heard what it's going to cost you. So even 2 days later, they don't know what they're going to charge me. They said, a bill will eventually show up and you can deal with it then.
Well, one of the things I like that John Stossel's pointed out on his, and by the way, his show is great, by the way, Stossel, the new Fox Business show that he has. Awesome. Highly recommend that. But one of the things he points out is that it's not just that the government running healthcare sucks, and it does, but it's the insurance situation that we have in this country that also drives up prices, because nobody shops around. If they've got insurance, they don't think to ask about prices because, well, the insurance company's going to cover it, so who cares what it costs?
Not to mention that, but they also they fill up the doctor's time with visits that they wouldn't normally fill them up with. They wouldn't go for this or that, and because my copay is $5 and I can get off work by going, so then they do.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, John, you've been involved with the Free State Project for a while, a relatively early mover, is that right? When did you get here?
I moved in 2007, and tonight I missed the very opening of this because I was going to my town budget committee where I am a member and was just elected vice chair.
Oh, wow. That's great.
See, this is happening all over New Hampshire. Free State Project members getting involved in their local politics and having an effect.
So what does that mean? If you're on a budget committee, what does that entail?
Well, we have a town form of government, SB2, so the various school departments and the town departments come up with a budget. The selectmen go over it, and they give it to us, and it becomes the budget committee's budget, and we can raise or lower it depending on how the 11 of us vote.
The budget committee is an oversight group for the selectmen, essentially. That way the select people do not – actually, they're called selectmen here in New Hampshire. The selectmen don't have sole reign over the budget.
So you can vote no, then, and make it
smaller.
I vote
no quite often.
Hey, John, thanks for coming in here tonight, and enjoy your weekend here at the Liberty Forum.
Thank you.
2010 Liberty Forum, we're here live from the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire. The place is filling up with all kinds of freedom-oriented folk hanging out, enjoying each other's company, and still plenty of time for you to come up here this weekend. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include our bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. And it's virtually unmoderated, so word of warning. bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you're in the college age bracket, or yeah, have somebody you love who is, the Institute for Humane Studies has their summer seminar program, and they're now accepting applications. They have 11 different seminars in cities all across the United States. seminars that are on liberty and education, radicals for capitalism, ideas of a free society. You can check them out at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline for signing up is March the 31st, so tick-tock, time's going by. Libertarianseminars.com.
Taryn Lupo is joining us here. We're live from the 2010 Liberty Forum at Nashua, New Hampshire's Crown Plaza Hotel. Here all weekend long, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live both this tonight, obviously, and Friday and Saturday night as well. So plenty of time still to talk to you, as always, about what you want. But every time we're here at the Liberty Forum, there's always so many interesting folks here to sit down with and actually chat with in person. And so we have our third mic. Taryn's joining us from LCLReport.com. But you're more than just the LCL Report now, Taryn. I mean, you've really become a fixture on the Wheels Off Liberty podcast as well. And I realize is it still a temporary gig, or what's going on there?
At this point, because I have to mention Wheels Off Liberty, if you guys don't know what that is, or Jamie says I have to go back to Power Bottom, but I don't.
What's that mean?
Is that a gay joke?
Yeah, that's a gay joke. Power Bottom. All right, never mind. Anyway, but Wheels Off Liberty kind of happened accidentally. Jamie... For some reason, Mike has been busy, and we with his gender reassignment surgery, and we had to. He was getting so much heat about you. When's the next show? When's the next show?
Yeah. It's a popular show.
It was like a 2-month break, so he just called me and was like, "Look, I need to do a show. Just take a guest spot."
Yeah.
But Mike's been really, really busy, and this is like my second month on there. So
that's great.
At this point, I think the reviews are going well. We're getting a ton of podcast downloads, so I think they're going to keep me as a third, a third wheel.
So you're kind of like the straight man to Jamie's crazy redneck gay guy.
I throw in a couple jokes, but yes,
yeah,
I just set him up nonstop. I'm he's Jerry Lewis and. I'm Dean Martin.
Yeah, he's more like Bo and Luke Duke combined with RuPaul and some drunk guy.
You can't even describe it. Yeah. But what's sad is, I wanted to take a minute to reflect about the LCL report is, I took a class with Dave Ridley, that guy right there, this time last year, and I still don't know what I'm doing. I have no talent. I'm not, I can barely edit, but I've hit over 1 million views.
My gosh.
In 1 year, starting from Liberty Forum, Dave sitting down taking this class with me. And that, that's crazy.
It is.
It's not like I'm talented or good or something. It's because I have a liberty message and I'm consistent with it.
There's just enough of a, I don't consider myself particularly talented. It's just that there's a dearth of really, really available content for the liberty movement. And so you can just put something out there and it finds an audience.
Right. And the audience is getting bigger and bigger. And what I did is, because I was dirt broken out of necessities, I built it all on social networking. It was all free. I just used Facebook and leveraged it like crazy, and Twitter. And, that's pretty impressive with a guy that really was unknown to now.
Right, and YouTube is distributing your content for you,
much.
So you don't really have to pay for
to pay anything except a
bandwidth.
Camera. Yeah.
Right. Have you upgraded your camera? Because I remember the early days, it looked like a crappy webcam.
It was a crappy webcam. I have an older crappy cam now, but it's better.
Oh, good.
Thanks for watching, by the way.
It doesn't change a million views.
No.
So you're putting something out there that people want to see, and you're putting
it
out consistently, and that's really the issue.
And what is amazing me is when I reflect back, I remember coming in here last year, barely knowing anyone. Yadra's sitting here streaming you guys on his iPhone. Where now I look around, and when I was here originally, I was meeting people, I would say maybe 1 out of 5 guys was doing some sort of activism. Now it's like 3 to 4 out of the guys I'm meeting here have some sort of project they're doing.
And they're here in New Hampshire, you mean?
Just at this forum.
Yeah.
I mean, you talked to almost every person here has some sort of project they're doing on the side.
Well, you're doing, besides doing the LCL report, you're also making sort of pro-liberty jewelry. And I see a lot of that going on Facebook. And, there's Catherine Bleich is showing hers off. You actually have, on your Facebook page, you have, like, hot chicks wearing my jewelry. And it's, people, I know people go and look at it because I do.
They do. And I've been pretty lucky about that. They've been very receptive. I made a change out of a regular job and a regular life to my it kind of ate me up that I wanted to be more of an activist, and I moved over to a full-time activist, which is eating cat food and ramen noodles.
Right.
And so I found a way. I went back to my I had some jewelry training, and I learned how to make this stuff back in college, and I picked it up because I wanted jewelry that I wanted. I'd never seen any pro-liberty jewelry.
There isn't much out there, no.
You're not going to see porcupine or anarcho cap or volunteers jewelry, but...
That's why I started the show, because I wanted to do the show I wanted to listen to, and no one else was doing it. So
now, if people want to see hot chicks wearing your jewelry, where do they go?
Go to www.lclreport.com. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, who doesn't want to see that?
So you get video and jewelry
right.
on the same website.
I tie these things together because this jewelry, by me selling this stuff at seminars like this, I'm able to fund my activism. And people know that, and I think a lot of people just support me because that's what I live on. You know, I'm completely agorist at this point. I don't...
Wow.
Now, you're based out of Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah. Is that right? Yeah.
And so you've been up here a few times now. How many times have you been to New Hampshire now?
About four.
Four times.
Yeah, I've come for Liberty Forum. I've come for Pork Fest, which is great. Live Free or Die, and back here again.
How hard is it to just having to keep come back up here and like not being able
not
to stay?
Not being able to move. It's torture. But, you know, at least I feel like I'm doing something. I've actually recruited some people to the Free State Project from...
Thank you for
the
videos, yeah.
The videos, and I'm hoping that... I mean, kind of what Dave Ridley was saying is he hopes to create a whole army of people like me. So we just... Everywhere you turn, you hear some sort of pro-media message. Like, you just can't get away from it. And so I'm encouraging. I hope there's another 1,000 podcasts and 1,000 guys running around cameras chasing bureaucrats and... Whatever.
Bureaucrats love that, too.
Yeah, wherever they are. It's compelling video, whether you're in New Hampshire or not.
It's all relevant. I mean, you know, and the... I just think that...
But you are going to come up here, right?
I
mean, you're
a
free stater.
I am. I'm going to start transitioning up, hopefully, in a year.
Cool. That's exciting.
I think I'm going to have to do it in stages, or I'm going to come up for a couple months and go down and back and forth for family issues.
But great. LCLReport.com. Also, WheelsOffLiberty.com. You've got your hands full with all kinds of media stuff.
And I was supposed to pay you to... play more Wheels Off Liberty on Liberty Radio.
You're
going to
pay me for that, huh?
Well, we were trying to get it so you would play it every other time, like every other podcast, the same half hour over and over.
I don't know if that's good programming.
Tell Jamie to produce more content.
Yeah, I know. You got to just harass him. I'm just the fall guy in this. He's the one that actually runs everything.
All right, so Taryn Lupo from LCLReport.com, always good talking to you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend here.
Thanks, gentlemen.
And still more to come, your calls, if you make them, about whatever you want, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We are here. We'll take your calls. Of course, also talk to some more interesting folks here at the 2010 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Coming up here in moments, live from the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire. And we're here as part of the Free State Project. Of course, we'll tell you more about the Free State Project here in a little bit. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As always, much to discuss this evening. Not too much in the way of show prep, though we have some things we could talk to, because we've got all kinds of interesting people here that we'd like to discuss various different things with, and we've been doing so all night long here from the 2010 New Hampshire Liberty Forum, brought to you by the Free State Project. 1-800-259-9231 will get you in touch with us. You're still welcome to bring up absolutely anything. But again, we've been talking with interesting folks here all night, and we've got one that we've never talked to before. John Bush is with us. And John, you've been, I guess, hanging around with Catherine Bleich, and so that gives you some immediate credibility. What are you...
and a good chance of getting arrested.
Maybe. What is it that that you guys have been doing together, and how can... what do you do, John? I mean, we've never met you before, so introduce yourself. You're introducing yourself to us and our audience.
Sure. Yeah, well, my name's John Bush, and I am...
Bush, that means you're never getting elected president, right?
Well, we've thought of that. I decided if I do run, when I do run for office, city council actually down in Austin, we're trying to do something similar that y'all are doing up and Keene, actually. Look up to y'all's efforts over there.
Great.
It'll be John Bush, and then in parentheses, no relation, so kind of make a tagline out of it. But yes, I do exist outside of Catherine Bleich. The first time y'all mentioned us on the show, or mentioned me, said, oh yeah, Catherine Bleich, and I don't know, her boyfriend or whatever, or co-host, whatever it was. But yeah, I've been involved for probably about 8 years now. As soon as I learned the realities of 9/11 back in 2002, I got involved and started exploring the whole conspiratorial side of things, and then through the Ron Paul campaign, got really active with political action and just recently, me and Catherine have been traveling the country, visiting the fusion centers and really exposing the police state, the surveillance state, meeting with FBI agents, with United States district attorneys, and with the directors of the various fusion centers, and really just trying to gain a better understanding of exactly how the police state, how the surveillance state apparatus works so we can, you know, more better combat it. But also, more importantly, in a sense, we're trying to meet with these individuals to really genuinely let them know that we're not a threat, we're not violent in any way, we're just, you know, liberty-loving Americans that are trying to do everything we can to restore this republic. So that's the latest endeavor that we've been involved in. I'm also the executive director of an organization back home. It's called Texans for Accountable Government. It's a nonprofit, transpartisan political action committee. We're doing a lot to push back on the police state, surveillance state back there, do a lot of work in the state house as
now,
well.
Let me throw you a hardball question here. Why restore the republic? What's the point?
Well, to be clear, I see restoring the republic as simply a means to an end, as a midway point. My ultimate goal is, like Murray Rothbard says, if we don't hold our ultimate goal aloft, how can we ever hope to achieve it? So it was actually Rothbard that turned me on to the ideas of anarcho-capitalism and whatnot, and I know you guys are down with that in New Hampshire. So my ultimate goal is the complete destruction of the state in its entirety,
okay.
But I believe halfway down the point, if we can actually restore the Constitution and put the hands of the reins of the government back in our own hands, then I believe at that point we can work to dismantle the state. But
if you could, I mean, if you had the opportunity, I mean, you're down in Texas. I know there's a fairly, I don't know how well promoted, but I know it exists, a secession movement. I mean, would you rather just go ahead and secede from the republic rather than try to restore it at a national level? I mean, would that be preferable to you?
Well, some of the people that are heading the secession movement are, we call them Christian Taliban.
So
If they're going to secede and then they're going to implement some sort of Christian Sharia
That's
law, then I'm out on that.
I'm with you there.
I'm all about state sovereignty and decentralization.
Yeah.
And again, I mean, if secession is what it takes to march to decentralized government where we have more control and more authority, then I'm all for it. But if you're just going to put some D-bags in the spot of,
yeah,
you know, Barack Obama and the federal government, then I'm against it.
Well, hopefully we'll see more discussion about that particular issue across the country, mm-hmm, whether in Texas or Vermont has a pretty big movement.
Right, because even if, I'd hate it to be your state, right, but if a state decides to secede for the purpose of, setting up a Christian theocracy, mm-hmm, at that point, a state has seceded, mm-hmm, and it's possible, and then the next state, it's significantly easier for the next one to go along. One of them has to be more pro-liberty than they are now, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I mean, just...
So, John, we were just on the phone recently with another Austin activist, Barry Cooper. Are you familiar with Barry?
Yeah,
do you work with him?
He's a buddy of mine, sure.
We love Barry. He's so awesome.
He's good.
He's actually been up here, and he spoke at one of the Liberty Forums in the past, and hopefully we'll be able to maybe next time you come up here, you can drag him back up here, because
sure.
Certainly had a good time with him. So you mentioned during one of the breaks when you were just here with the audience that you do street theater.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that you don't see very often in the Liberty movement, and... What kind of effect does that have? What sort of issues are you addressing with the street theater, and how does it work out?
Sure. We try to do our activism like a two-prong approach, one working inside of the state through political action and lobbying, meeting with your representatives and whatnot, and the other side we try to do on the outside, be it civil disobedience, mm-hmm, like you guys are doing up in Keene, or through street theater to really raise awareness. So one of the things that's happening, as usual, it's emanating from the federal government. So our police chief was offered some grant money in order to train the DWI task force to do blood withdrawals themselves.
Oh, God.
In the event that somebody suspected of being intoxicated. So in order to combat that, we drew up a resolution. We got the support of just about every single political organization in town, Democrats, Libertarians, Greens, Republicans, on and on, in order to get some public awareness. The past two Halloweens, we've all dressed up like vampire cops and paraded around downtown Austin and 6th Street. So the media really comes out and gets involved. So I definitely encourage the activists out there, if there's something creative you can do in order to raise attention and awareness. Plus, it's fun, too, and new activists really have a lot of good times doing it, dressing up, acting like fools.
I think that's a great idea, and it's really something, that's one of the things I don't really see happening up here. I mean, New Hampshire has a real robust liberty movement, mm-hmm, with, as you mentioned, the civil disobedience, and of course we were talking with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance earlier, and so there's a lot of politics and a lot of disobedience and things like that going on, but not so much on the street theater. I can't say that I've ever seen that happening, and I think it's a really cool idea. Now, you promote that to the local media in advance? So you got like a press list that you reach out to? Is that how it works?
Yeah, we've come up with kind of a plan that we use with all the different issues, because the issues just keep coming and coming and coming and coming. The first one starts with creating a Google group. I know some people are against using Google, but you just create a means of communication.
I say use whatever works.
Whatever works, sure. And then the press release, of course, get the information out there, but we do have press releases for all of the events, and the press is really starting to grow on us. We're starting to make all the connections and stuff like that, so they're really starting to, whenever we put out a press release now, they actually use our talking points and the stories, which is pretty valuable.
That's fantastic. So what kind of coverage have you gotten? Television, radio, and what have you gotten?
Well, just recently, the BATF, again, emanating from the federal government, they came in conjunction with the Austin Police Department. They shut down the longest-running gun show in Travis County using some sort of nuisance abatement law. They said that they were selling guns to illegal immigrants, which may or may not have been a police sting. In combating that, we decided to organize a rally to raise the public awareness, but we also sent out, again, the press releases. And we ended up getting major coverage from all the four or five major media outlets there in the city of Austin. So if you put out the press release and if you have something for them to go to show up to, be it a rally or some sort of street theater, then they will come out. And, of course, through the mainstream media, they definitely have a lot of the viewers. And, again, if you build these good relationships with them, rather than bullhorning them and calling the mainstream media and being divisive, then they will slowly but surely start to pick up on some of your talking points. The print media isn't as favorable in some instances, but these news reporters are actually normal human beings, you know, so they're actually starting to come around.
I think that's great, and you're absolutely right about that. I've been building a list of media contacts for Keene, where I live, and if you're friendly with them, then they say yes when you ask them if they want to be receiving your news releases. So, yeah, maybe they have their biases, but that's okay. I'd rather take some coverage than none whatsoever. People tend to complain about the media coverage they receive. Well, it wasn't positive enough. So what? Did they spell your name right? Did they get your website right? You know, as long as you're getting coverage, that's really all you can ask for. Definitely. And if it ends up being fair, then that's even better.
Sure. Any publicity is good publicity.
Precisely. So John Bush, how can listeners that are hearing this maybe keep up to date with the things that you're doing? Are there certain websites or ways to link up with you?
Sure. The organization in Texas is called Texans for Accountable Government. It's tagtexas.org. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the issues that we're fighting are happening all across the country. So what we're also trying to do is, in traveling, Catherine Blash, myself, and traveling all around the country, we're trying to meet different activists that are doing the same thing so we can share with each other what works and what doesn't and move forward. Because, of course, our enemy, you know, they have these nonprofit foundations and the Council on Foreign Relations, and they're keeping track of what works and what doesn't in different localities, and they're using it in order to better create their, you know, tyrannical world government. So we're trying to do the same thing. And also Catherine Blash and myself are doing OperationDefuse.com, traveling on the country, visiting the Fusion Center.
So tag.org.
Tagtexas.org.
Tagtexas.org.
OperationDefuse.com.
Great. John Bush, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Very good. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Only moments remain tonight's show. Of course, we're going to be here all weekend. Mark's going to be here. Gardner Goldsmith sitting in with you for the remainder of the weekend. We'll still take your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, even in these remaining moments, enough time to get your call in. You can make it now. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And we've talked about all of our wonderful sponsors tonight.
We have. I've covered it all.
The Free State Project, I think, deserves an extra mention. They are one of the longest-running sponsors of this program. They're the folks that are putting on this excellent event that we are attending this weekend here in Nashua, New Hampshire, at the Crown Plaza Hotel. It's the 2010 New Hampshire Liberty Forum, fourth one, and we've been here for all four of them, but had the pleasure.
They keep growing.
Yeah, they really, it's hundreds of people. What, Chris Lawless said over 530 people, I think, registered for this weekend.
Sounds
plus,
right.
Plus, you get the walk-ups, too, so we may end up seeing 600 or more people here throughout the weekend as people come up and maybe, you know, get like one of the a la carte packages. Maybe if you can just come up for a Saturday, if you can just come up for Friday, whatever, come on up here and meet some of these amazing people. Some people here for the very first time, just met James from Louisiana. He made the trip all the way up here, and it can be difficult, I think, to some extent, when it's your first time here. Taryn was talking about it, you know, last year or whatever was his first time here, and now all of a sudden, you know, you're back with friends. So the first time you go around, you introduce yourself, you you know, have a few drinks with folks, and you break the ice, and then by the time you come back the next year, it's like your old pals.
Yep, you know, especially the new people that came from that time, it's sort of a graduating class. You just stay with them.
Yeah, exactly, and it's just such a great group of folks. I mean, we've got people here from visiting from Dubai even, so it's an international group. So 800-259-9231, and of course we've been talking with interesting folks here all night long just about a variety of different things, because the people in this movement are into all kinds of different stuff. They're busy doing, some of them, as we were mentioning before, some of the street theater. We had John Bush on. We've talked about politics. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance was here earlier. Creating media, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, Taryn Lupo from LCLReport.com. So whether it's media or civil disobedience or politics, there's so much happening. So we're focusing here, of course, on New Hampshire and what's going on, because there's just so much. And you can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more about some of the events that are happening this weekend. To learn more about the event, get yourself up here, especially if you're in the New England area this weekend. Rich Tomaso is joining us now from the New Hampshire Libertarian Party.
And Rich, I am a former Libertarian Party member, so I don't know if this is going to be an easy interview for you. But welcome to Free Talk Live, and make sure you talk right into that microphone. What's going on with the New Hampshire Libertarian Party?
Now, you're the, before we go on, your titles-wise, you're the president? Or
I'm the new chairman of the
party.
Okay,
chairman.
So what's the New Hampshire Libertarian Party doing? How is it different from other Libertarian parties around the country?
Okay, well, what we're doing here, we're running the full spectrum of political party. We're running candidates. We go up to the State House and testify. You know, we put out a regular newsletter. We train activists. We take stands on issues. We were involved in the anti-Real ID coalition. I'm usually up in Concord every week testifying in everything from election reform. We supported the medical marijuana bill, the decrim bill. We were against the seatbelt bill. So we're out there actually being engaged and being a force for political change. And not just, you know, talking about liberty.
Didn't the New Hampshire Libertarian Party kind of make news, I mean, in the libertarian world at least, a while back for rejecting the national party on something, like some sort of national funding or something like that?
Back in, I want to say 2002-ish, we separated our membership because we saw some of what might be coming financially, and that was about a year before the Unified Membership Program imploded. So we saw that coming, and so we saved our members a lot. The resources stayed here in the States, and that's still true today. Our memberships are separate. I know some people have concerns about national memberships, but all our in-state members, if they want to just support the New Hampshire Party, we're totally okay with that.
So I quit the National Libertarian Party publicly a couple years ago, right before they elected Bob Barr as their presidential candidate. I mean, one of my problems, my biggest problem with the Libertarian Party is that they aren't the party of principle anymore. I mean, it still says that on their website and on their, you know, the paperwork that they put out still says they're the party of principle. But if you've read any of their press releases, you know that they've been taken over by essentially neoconservatives or conservatives or whatever. And they've really watered down the message of the party. Has that happened to the New Hampshire Libertarian Party?
I would say no. We've always been, the New Hampshire contingent has always been on more on the purest radical grassroots side of the party for as long as I've been around. We certainly have the full range of libertarians here. We're not, you know, necessarily a litmus test party. But I understand your concern. A lot of members across the country, I just went to the National State Chairs Conference, and conversations like that are still happening. Across the country and even within state affiliates. So I do understand your concerns, but I think we here in New Hampshire have always, I don't believe you have to sacrifice your principles to make real practical political gains. And some people think you do, and that's just the two different philosophies.
Now, what kind of political gains have been happening here in New Hampshire for the Libertarian Party? Because honestly, I haven't heard of much. I don't ever hear about them even existing in Cheshire County, which is where I live. If they exist, they don't make any appearances at anything that I've ever seen, so they're kind of non-existent as far as I can tell. And I know that they're not one of the recognized major parties as far as ballot access is concerned, so is that one of those constant hoops you guys are trying to jump through to get on the ballot at an equal level with the Republicans and Democrats?
And that's a part of the challenge that all minor parties have, is you have these ballot access laws, which unfortunately New Hampshire keeps making tougher. And there's a series of things that go into that. You know, there's the petitioning effort, there's actual having a campaign, volunteers, fundraising, you know, thing any political campaign has. So yes, unfortunately, the state does not recognize us as a political party. So
what's that take? And how do you
have to get 4% in either the governor's or U.S. Senate race to be considered a major party?
Jeez, that's nearly impossible. They don't make it easy. That's for sure. So what are some of the things that you guys are working on right now?
Like I said, this past couple years, we've been much more active up at the State House. Some of what you talked with Don Lincoln about with the NHLA, we're doing some very similar things on our own. We were doing that before the NHLA, but they trained a lot of activists. So we've been, those that are members, we find a nice synergy there. I'm up at the State House all the time.
How are you received? I mean, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance seems to be received fairly positively by many of the so-called representatives. I mean, how do they look to the Libertarian Party?
For the most part, pretty well. I mean, part of the things we've always been teaching people is you have to know the sort of the rules of the game up there and how to present yourself. I've talked to people who I honestly am on the opposite political sides with, but who will work with me when we have common ground, who welcome my testimony. I mean, I've had reps, you know, come chase me down a hallway to get an answer on a question because they want to know what my opinion is or if I support them on something. So I think for the most part we've been making a pretty good impression and actually opening some reps' eyes on several issues, particularly as we start talking to more and more committees that we haven't necessarily in the past.
What's the website for people that might be interested to visit to learn more about the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire?
That would be lpnh.org for Libertarian Party of New Hampshire.
Great. Rich Tomaso, thanks for coming on the show tonight. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, Mark, I'm so jealous. You get to be here all weekend and enjoy various different speakers. Tomorrow, just a few highlights, of course, Andrew Napolitano from Fox News will be the keynote address. Of course, there's going to be a dinner that goes along with that. And I'm pretty sure, I think Chris, the organizer, mentioned that it's too late to buy into that dinner.
The dinner, but you can come see Andrew Napolitano.
You can still see the speech?
Yeah, that's as my understanding, yes.
Okay, so you need to come here and get the last-minute tickets on that. Andrew Napolitano will be here tomorrow night. Boston Tea Party is going to be here. The folks from the Liberty Caravan will be speaking. They made the trip from California here to New Hampshire over the past couple of weeks, and a number of those folks from the Liberty Caravan are making their move. Some people are just coming to visit, coming to check out New Hampshire, but some of them are actually making their move. They're going to be talking about their experiences. Bradley Balco from Reason Magazine will be speaking tomorrow morning. Also, Catherine Bleich, we had her on earlier tonight. Names I don't recognize, but I'm sure that some people do. There's just so much going on, a lot of things happening concurrently, so you'll have to make a choice as to where you want to go. And, of course, as was pointed out, if you can't make it here, well, you should, but if you can't make it here, some of these videos are going to be posted online. FreeStateProject.org is going to be the place to go to see those. And then, of course, Saturday, Anthony Gregory from LouRockwell.com, he's going to be here. David Friedman, Brett from the School Sucks podcast, Angela Keaton from AntiWar.com, and Will Grigg on Sunday from LouRockwell.com, Ernest Hancock from Freedom's Phoenix. He was in here earlier. I'm sure you're going to have him on the show at some point,
absolutely,
right? Absolutely. So all kinds of interesting interviews coming up here, and, of course, your calls if you make them. We're done for tonight from the 2010 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Back tomorrow night live from the Liberty Forum in Nashua, New Hampshire, from freestateproject.org and freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.